My guest this evening is familiar to Cincinnati theatergoers. Ed Stern was the producing artistic director at the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park for 20 seasons until his retirement in 2012. But that certainly doesn't mean he's walked away from the theater. In fact, he still spends some time here in Cincinnati, and while he's here, he often finds his way to one of our local theaters to stage a show. That's what we're here to talk about this evening, the upcoming production of John Patrick Shanley's Outside Mullingar. It opens on Wednesday at Ensemble Theater Cincinnati. It's good to have you in the studio, Ed.
Glad to be here.
Before we turn to this play, could you give me a little more detail about what you have been doing since your retirement? I know you've been doing some teaching and some directing.
Some teaching, some at Penn State and University of Missouri, Kansas City, teaching some acting classes, but directing, and directing from Delaware to Connecticut to here. And while I truly adored my 20 years at the Playhouse, it's a privilege to do shows and spend other people's money.
I'm sure that's true.
I have not had to raise a dime myself on all of this. But the Ranger plays is terrific. Night of the Iguana, Tennessee Williams. Two different productions, believe it or not, of Love's Labor's Lost.
Wow.
What are the odds?
Yeah.
Now Outside Mullingar at Ensemble.
Let's talk a little bit about that. This is a relatively new play by John Patrick Shanley. It got its start just a bit more than a year ago at Manhattan Theater Club.
Yes.
Some have said it's his best script since Doubt, which was a pretty darn good script. That was back in 2005. It won both the Tony Award and the Pulitzer Prize, and you presented a production of it at the Playhouse.
We did.
I think it was in 2008 when that happened.
I think that's right.
That was a serious drama. Outside Mullingar has some serious moments in it, but it's not what you'd call a serious drama. It's more, in fact, characterized, I think, as a romantic comedy. How do you feel about that characterization?
I think that's fair. But the interesting thing is when Lynn Myers sent me the script and I read it, I did not see the production in New York. I said to Lynn, if you had sent me the script without a playwright's name attached to it, told me, because the whole play takes place in Ireland, all Irish characters, that it was an American playwright who wrote it and gave me 20 chances to guess who the playwright is, I would not guess John Patrick Shanley. His dramas can be very dramatic. His comedies can be comic with a capital C, which means sort of a 2x4 hitting you over the head. And this one has a nuance and a subtlety. It's funny without hitting you over the head. There's certainly drama attached to it. It's a kind of Irish fable, but there's a delicacy that, frankly, I think has eluded John Patrick Shanley all his playwriting life. I think he had to go back to his roots.
Which are, of course, Irish.
Irish.
He's Irish-American,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, that's correct. And I think in terms of sending a love letter to his relatives, he gave it this delicacy that's really profoundly beautiful.
He wrote a lovely op-ed piece for the New York Times in 2013, which is about a year before the show debuted, about a trip back to Ireland and visiting family there. And I think that he must have absorbed the weight of some of that sort of thing in writing this piece. Can you give us just a quick thumbnail sketch of what the story is?
Well, there are four characters. There's an older woman, older gentleman, and their offspring. The gentleman has a son. The lady has an older daughter. And the daughter and the son are single, both idiosyncratic. I suppose that would be the nice way of putting it. And the other two are old and recognizing in that Irish way that they will be dead within a year. And they always love to live according to their wishes. And what happens to these two? This play has sort of a profound affirmation of love. And you have to admit that in today's playwriting circles, this affirmation of love is a rarity. And that's sort of the beauty of it, to see two people come together who have every reason not to come together. And their parents, each of whom basically says, you don't want to be attached to my son or my daughter because they're crazy.
They also don't want them to be attached to the land, apparently.
Well, the father doesn't want the son because he believes the son, who is not married and he believes never will be married, means the land will leave the family, and he can't have that. And this play certainly deals with faith, it deals with love, it deals with land, and sort of getting out of the Irish rain into sunlight, which is important.
Well, and it starts off sort of dark and gloomy, but it brightens up as we go along.
Yes, occasional brightness and then returning to gloom,
right.
And then at the end, bright.
Yeah. In the publicity that Ensemble Theatre has put out about the show, they quote you as saying that you love the inherent optimism of the play. And I think that's part of what you're referring to.
I do, because these days you read most plays are inherently pessimistic. And after a while, so many of those plays, they begin to haunt you. And you want something that's a little bit more positive, and this one is.
It's interesting. For a small country on an island, Ireland has put out a lot of literature that evokes both humor and gloom, and this certainly carries that on, even though, as you say, this is not a script that you would immediately recognize as Shanley's.
Yeah, not at all.
So very interesting. Your production has a cast of figures who local audiences will recognize. Maybe you'd tell us who's in the show.
Well, it's a privilege to work with these four. It's just such a great pleasure. Joneo Joplin plays the father, Dale Hodges, and to get Dale and Jop, I think the last time we worked together was The Fantastics, I think. And they're just a joy, those two.
No matter what they do, I remember them in a production of King Lear that was
absolutely
wonderful.
Maybe not the affirmation of love.
That's true.
But they really bring out the best in each other. Mm. And then Jennifer Joplin, surprising last name. I wonder if there's any connection.
Possibly.
Playing Dale's daughter. And Brian Isaac Phillips from Cincinnati Shakes, playing the son.
And Brian got his start at Ensemble Theater. He was an intern there years ago and, of course, now runs Cincinnati Shakespeare, where Jennifer is a regular member of their company. So there's a whole lot. And Dale and Joneo Joplin have both acted there with some frequency also. So these folks all know one another.
They really do. And I think that's helped move rehearsals along so quickly. They're comfortable with each other and then their own skins. And so we're able just to do the work and relish this play.
Speaking of comfort, I see that you've recruited Joe Tilford to do your scenic design.
I did. And having Joe here and Brian Marriage doing the lighting and Reba Sensky costumes. But Joe, I adore working with.
Yeah, Joe did many productions at the Playhouse over the years.
Absolutely. He did my very last show, As You Like It. Mm-hmm. And the trick is there are, I think, 5 sets to this show. And if you know Ensemble Theater, you don't know where you could put them.
Yeah.
And so it's sort of a pleasure to see someone who's not familiar with that space work something out that, at least right now, it looks like it actually could work. I say that.
Yeah,
I'll find out when we open if it does.
Yeah.
But Joe is so meticulous this way to make sure everything is exactly right.
Now, what's your next engagement after this one?
I think the summer is going to be fortunately free. And believe it or not, the next one is here in town again at Xavier. I'm doing Kenneth Lonergan's This Is Our Youth, which I just cast and have 3 wonderful actors. It's a terrific play. And then I open that, and a week later I'm in St. Louis to do Lion in Winter, which was a play everyone thinks they know, but they really know because of the movie, the terrific movie. But very few people have actually seen on stage. In truth, I've never seen it on stage. And Mr. Tilford's doing the set for that as well.
Well, for those of you who are listening, if you'd like to see what Ed Stern and his cohort of well-known local actors are up to, you'll have the chance for a couple of weeks ahead of us here at Ensemble Theater. My guest this evening has been Ed Stern, who is staging John Patrick Shanley's Outside Mullingar in its regional premiere at Ensemble Theater Cincinnati. It opens Wednesday and continues through May 24th. You'll find a link at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati for more information. Ed, it's been great to see you again.
Great talking to you.
And the luck of the Irish to you. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.